From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Zimbabwe's former Vice President Joyce Mujuru is speaking out about President Robert Mugabe's decades-long grip on power.
He has been in the seat for too long, and it's like the office was part of his life. It was like a culture. So to him, it's a huge surprise.
Mugabe made his first public appearance Friday from military-imposed house arrest, presiding at a university graduation ceremony with his presidency in jeopardy. At least five people were killed Friday in confrontations between Kenyan police and supporters of opposition leader Raila Odinga, as tensions over the disputed presidential election continue. Good morning, the story from Mila Sega.
Police fired live rounds and tear gas to prevent Odinga's convoy from making its way from the airport to Nairobi's main park so he could address supporters after returning from a trip overseas. Earlier this week, police warned they would not allow a ceremony to welcome Odinga back from speaking engagements abroad. Opposition legislators had urged supporters to come out more than 1 million strong. Police said five people were killed by mobs that stoned them to death when they were caught stealing during the confrontations. But mortuary attendants and eyewitnesses said police shot them. The nullification of Kenya's August election was the first time a court in Africa had overturned a presidential vote. At least 70 people have died in political unrest since then. The majority opposition demonstrators shot by police during protests. Millar Sega, VOA News.
For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Lebanon's Saeed Hariri is expected to arrive in Paris late Friday. France President Emmanuel Macron.
The invitation, which was made to Prime Minister Hariri 2 days ago, is a friendly invitation to speak with him in Paris and welcome the Prime Minister of a country which is friends with France.
Hariri, whose resignation on Saudi TV earlier this month as Lebanon's Prime Minister sparked turmoil and skepticism. Saudi Arabia recalled its ambassador to Berlin in protests over comments made by the German foreign minister suggesting that Hariri had been held against his will in Riyadh. Russia has again vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that would have extended an international probe into chemical weapons use in Syria, just a day after it rejected a similar resolution. Without passage of any extension, the mandate of the Joint Investigative Mechanism, or JIM, expired on Thursday night at midnight. After Friday's vote, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told the Council Russia has no interest in finding common ground with the rest of this council to save the JIM. A Belgian judge made no ruling on Friday on a European arrest warrant issued by Spain for ousted Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont. A spokesman for the Belgian prosecutor explained.
At the hearing of the Brussels Chamber of Council held today, a decision was made to postpone the proceedings to the 4th of December, in order to allow a continuance of the proceedings. This decision was made to ensure that all parties involved can prepare and clarify their position regarding the execution of the European arrest warrants.
Madrid issued the warrant for Puigdemont and the four ex-ministers after they fled to Brussels last month and ignored a summons to appear before a Spanish judge claiming they would not get a fair trial. Friday's court appearance was the first hearing in what could become a protracted court battle, with both sides expected to appeal the outcome. North Korea says it would not hold talks with the United States and South Korea on its nuclear weapons program as long as the two countries continue to hold joint military exercises. The U.S. and South Korea just concluded 4 days of joint naval drills in waters off the South Korea's eastern coast and what the South Korean military described as a clear warning to North Korea. In Washington, the State Department officials pushed back, saying the military exercise with the Asian allies are lawful, longstanding, and defense-oriented. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.